mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already the 27th day of September 2004. Before we know it, the third year anniversary month will be long gone as we enter October and then, of course, November. It's a little over a month until the 2004 election. And we're about to dive straight into the headlines. Coming up in about 30 minutes, John Buchanan, award-winning journalist, the guy who dug into the National Archives and got the latest declassified Nazi documents on the Bushes, how until the early 50s they were protecting Nazis and getting Nazi money out of Switzerland and Germany and other areas. He'll be joining us. A very scholarly report has been done by the London Guardian, the big paper of Europe, biggest paper in Europe, 13-page article, How Bush's Grandfather Helped Hitler Rise to Power. And then it goes through the trading with the enemy and how now slave laborers from Auschwitz are suing the Bushes. Suing the Bush family for their Nazi dealings. And two big books are about to come out in the next few weeks on this subject. But our media will not touch it, just like they won't touch the Zogby poll that was funded about a month ago, showing that half of New Yorkers believe the U.S. government was behind 9/11. So that's coming up as well. You do not want to miss this interview with John Buchanan in 30 minutes. Headline, How Bush's Grandfather Helped Hitler's Rise to Power. How he headed up the banks and companies that were the main command base for the Nazis, for the Third Reich, in the United States. Old news for our listeners, new news to the world, but there are some new, very serious developments here that we'll be detailing. So call your friends and family, your neighbors, your coworkers, tell them to tune in 30 minutes or right now to hear this report. House Republicans unveil sweeping September 11th bill. This out of the Associated Press. This is the bill that the 9/11 Whitewash Commission had called for. It's got a national ID card in it. It's got Patriot Act 2 in it. It is a super Big Brother, super Patriot Act bill, and we've got it right here in front of us, so we'll be covering that as well. National ID card among many of the facets of this nightmare. Also, Bush says Iran will not get nuclear weapons, that they will attack. And now details of that attack are surfacing in Time magazine. We will also get into Mount St. Helens quakes could lead to a hazardous event. A lot of top scientists are saying that Mount St. Helens is doing some of the exact same things it did for the first time in 20 years since it blew its stack, killing a lot of people and covering large portions of Oregon in hot ashes and molten slag. So very, very serious article here. Mount St. Helens quakes could lead to hazardous event. I don't normally get into this type of stuff, but this is pretty serious. Also, there's another near-miss asteroid coming at the Earth. Very, very close. Hurricane season has some reconsidering living in Florida. I'd say so. Four megastorms slamming into the coast of Florida, grinding over the central areas of the state into the panhandle and up into Alabama and Georgia and other states in the last 2 months. Four storms in 2 months. We'll get into that as well. Turns out Cat Stevens' deportation linked to spelling error. This out of the Associated Press and AFP. Of course, Homeland Security said they were sure of it. He was connected to Al-Qaeda, but now they're not and got egg on their face. And Spy Imagery Agency takes new role inside the United States after September 11th. AP, surveillance blimp to be tested over Washington. Washington Post. CBS tries to clear up signals on failure and future of evening news. Looks like Dan Rather will be stepping down for his fake document, which is good. But why doesn't the White House step down over their fake documents? All their fake documents. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, or just some of the websites. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday. Again, thank you for joining us. John Buchanan, award-winning journalist and activist, will be joining us. He's been completely validated, vindicated, as if that was ever needed. 13-page detailed report, London Guardian, how Bush's grandfather helped Hitler's rise to power. There's a news blackout on this here in the United States. We'll try to break that blackout. That London Guardian article, also with an info page to other links to their Nazi dealings and documents and news articles from the early 1940s, are posted on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.net. By the way, Infowars.net has been reworked and redesigned. We're going to be adding a lot of new features to that, so keep your eyes on that baby over the next couple of days. Okay. I just want to point this out. Back on July of last year, of 2003, the White House finally admitted that they had introduced Patriot Act 2. Now, months before that, on January 6th, just 6 days into the new year last year, the White House brought a bill in. We have the House enrollment number and document, and covertly introduced Patriot Act 2, or the Domestic Security Enhancement Act. And so we got a copy of the bill, the actual copy, and it had everything in there, secret arrests, secret executions, for any citizen for absolutely no reason, national DNA databases, national ID cards, gun registration, gun confiscation. Larry Pratt wrote summations of it. I did. Many others. People had trouble believing it until they checked it out for themselves. John Ashcroft gave speeches all over the country saying that Phantoms of Lost Liberty, you're a conspiracy theorist if you say it exists, you're aiding Al-Qaeda. I put that in Police State 3, Total Enslavement, one of my best videos. There's like a 20-minute segment of that 2-hour, 44-minute film just covering those lies. And then in July, they came out and said, okay, Patriot Act 2 is real, you need to pass it. Well, now the 9/11 commission that was appointed by Bush that's called for domestic CIA and domestic national ID cards with the driver's license, an even stronger Patriot Act 2, they have, last week we reported here that it was secretly introduced and then that they had it. And then on Friday, the Associated Press reported, right after we got off the air, House Republicans unveil sweeping September 11th bill. So, again, I mean, they lie about everything. They lie about everything, and the Democrats and Republicans, almost all in a unified body, vote for this stuff. We can't even get them to repeal Patriot Act 1. First, they claim they hadn't read it, and then once they got a chance to read it, no, we're not going to repeal it. Though 400 cities and 4 states, last time I checked, have at the local level, and that's a great thing to do because it just raises awareness. But House Republicans unveil sweeping September 11th bill. So here they are after denying it exists. Here they are introducing it. And it says U.S. House Representatives, Republican leaders, unveiled sweeping legislation on Friday that they said reflects September 11th Commission's recommendations for reforming U.S. intelligence operations. But critics said their proposal for a new national intelligence director would have far less authority than the panel suggested and raised concerns that some law enforcement and immigration provisions could bog the measure down. So that's classic. Those that are criticizing it are saying it isn't hardcore enough. This is what we call the false debate. It's what Bush and Kerry are going to be doing in their totally staged, scripted down to every word and every answer debate over the last 10 months, over the last 11 years, with the U.S. private corporation, the debate commission. Well, it's the same thing with this debate. It is a staged debate. They come out and say it doesn't make the new domestic CIA independent enough. It just makes it independent of Congress. That's not independent enough. It doesn't give them enough power. Why? We need more. And then the debate is it hardcore enough instead of, hey, this thing's a complete nightmare. So this is some of the tactics they use. And in the bill, it gets into the national ID card, quote, standardizing state driver's license under federal law. That's already happened, but now they're going to make it the law. Before, it was just if states wanted their highway funds. And, again, it passes the provisions of Patriot Act 2 that were not passed in the Intelligence Enhancement Act of that was passed December 13th, 2003. So some of the portions of Patriot Act 2 that didn't supposedly exist were passed last year, but most of the provisions were not. Now it's been introduced in this new bill. So, and the AP article tries to act like the Democrats are going to save you and says there's little input by Democrats. House Democrats complain they were allowed little input. And then they come out and complain that it's not strong enough. Oh, see, they're saving us. It's not strong enough. And here's an article from last week about what's in the bill. National ID seen in 9/11 panel plan, which again has now been introduced as a bill. The September 11th Commission's recommendation for federal standards on identification documents such as driver's license and birth certificates is tantamount to the introduction of a national ID card through the back door, some lawmakers believe. When you read the bill, that's exactly what it does. When you have federal standards for driver's license and free-flow information systems between state and federal government about the holders of licenses, what's the difference between that and the national ID to Representative Christopher B. Cannon, Utah Republican? Commissioner Slade Gorton, a former Republican senator from Washington, said the difference is the driver's license are already widely accepted as the use of de facto ID card, but are issued according to different state standards and are too easily to obtain without a proper identification. So, see, they admit it's already the national ID card. It has been for about 7-8 years. Just a few states haven't signed on, and now they're signing on under this. It'll be the law. So total federal control. But to understand this, I mean, to really make it salient and crystal clear, what they're doing here is being pitched as, oh, it'll stop the illegal aliens. Because they know that in major polls, 80-plus percent of Americans, including Hispanics, to try to make it a racial issue, it's not, are against open borders and they want something to be done. And so they come out and they say, okay, we'll give you this national ID card to stop illegal aliens. But wait a minute. Simultaneously, the federal government is now recognizing, as well as 800 cities and towns, 800-plus, that number's a year old, folks. It's new cities and towns every day, so I don't know what the new number is. That's a year-old number, last time I saw it. 800-plus cities and towns, except the consular matricula, which we had the Republican leader of the Colorado Senate on last year. He went out with his staff and under fake names in one day got four fake matriculas for $25 apiece from the Mexican consulate. And last time I checked, over 30 countries are now issuing consular matricula. Mexico, of course, is the worst offender because they're accepted by the federal government and they're in every major city and issuing them to anybody who wants them. I can go down to the consular matricula and pay and get one of these. You can go to the Polish embassy, the Chinese embassy, you can go to the British embassy. All these guys issue these. Obviously, Mexico is the biggest offender, and our government accepts them. So Bush also came out and said, citizens have the thumb scan to get driver's license or face scan and to leave the country you do or to come into the country you do, unless you're from Latin America. They're given a waiver. They don't have to. So they have more rights than citizens. So it's been set up where this is just to track and trace citizens, but it's wide open to foreigners or terrorists or anybody else. And that's just the fact. So when you hear this debated and, oh, we need a national ID card to stop terrorists and stop illegals, yeah, let's get them illegals, you have to understand, folks, that they are not under this system. You, as a citizen, regardless of what color you are. So new super mega mock warp, you know, geometrically expanded Patriot Act, Super Patriot Act, Super National ID Card Act, now officially introduced by the Republicans in the House of Representatives, with the Democrats greedily wanting to vote for it, complaining it's not strong enough, providing a loyal opposition. Okay, we'll strengthen it. We'll take even more rights. So you talk about just amazing, amazing theater, folks. This is it. You have any comments about it? We'll take your calls a little bit later on this subject at 1-800-259-9231. Very, very disgusting and un-American. We're watching the dismantling of this country before our very eyes. Meanwhile, Bush says Iran will not get nuclear weapons. U.S. President George W. Bush says all options are on the table for making sure Iran dismantles its nuclear program and that Washington will never let Tehran acquire atomic weapons. My hope is that we can solve this diplomatically, Bush said in a three-part interview with Fox News Channel O'Reilly Factor program, excerpts of which will be made public. And it says, let me try to solve it diplomatically first, said Bush. All options are on the table, of course, any situation, but diplomacy is our first option. Sure. You just told my family and others that are in the military that they're going into Iran very soon, right after the election, after the convenient terror attack, and then we'll have the new national ID card and the new national draft. The Bush administration has charged that oil-rich Iran does not need a civilian nuclear program, and he made it clear for energy and that Tehran is actually seeking to acquire nuclear weapons, asked whether the United States would let Iran develop capability. Bush replied, no, we've made it clear our position is they won't have a nuclear weapon. We are working our hearts out so that they don't develop a nuclear weapon, and the best way to do so is to continue to keep international pressure on them. So the PNAC plan always said they were going to invade Iraq, then Iran, then Syria, and they went into Iraq on a bunch of lies, and now they're going to go into Iran based on a bunch of lies, and it will not make us safer, folks. Very, very serious development there. But out of this crisis, out of this chaos, they will bring their order. We get back, St. Helens quakes could lead to hazardous events. Mount St. Helens acting very strangely. It's like before last time it blew up. Hurricane season has some reconsidering living in Florida. We'll be right back.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
I just talked to John Buchanan, investigative journalist, the guy who really broke all this new Bush Nazi information a year ago. Now, new developments, he told me about this 3 weeks ago, that would be breaking the London Guardian because they flew to New York to meet with him for days at the National Archives. The new developments would be breaking. They did just break Friday in a 13-page article in the Guardian. And then now even more developments and more documents have now come out directly from the National Archives. So this is coming up in the next segment, along with some information on martial law, the preparations for that here in the U.S. going back to Prescott Bush wanting to have a Nazi coup d'etat here back in the late 1930s. So they've been wanting to do this for a long, long, long time. And now they're using terrorism to get that job done. So John Buchanan coming up here in about 5 minutes. St. Helens quakes could lead to hazardous event. Seattle seismologists believe there's an increased likelihood of hazardous event at Mount St. Helens due to a recent change in the mountain's seismic activity. And a notice of volcanic unrest was issued Sunday afternoon by the U.S. Geological Survey. They don't ever release these on Helens, folks. The key issue is a small explosion without warning. That would be the major event we're worried about right now, said Willie Scott, a geologist with the USGS office in Vancouver. And it says the trails on the mountain are closed to climbing. As a precaution, existing climbing permits have been canceled, and Jack's Restaurant and Store has stopped issuing new permits. Initially, hundreds of tiny earthquakes that began Thursday morning had slowly declined through Saturday. By Sunday, however, the swarm had changed to include more than 10 larger earthquakes of magnitude 2 to 2.8, the most in a 24-hour period since the last dome-building eruption in October of 1986 when Mount St. Helens blew sky high. Some of the earthquakes suggest that the involvement of the pressurized fluids, such as water and steam, and perhaps magma or molten rock. The quakes have occurred at depths of less than 1 mile below the lava dome within the mountain's crater. The cause of the outcome of the swarm was uncertain. Sunday evening, a group of scientists planned to visit the mountain Monday to collect data. There's been no explosions there, no outward sign that anything is occurring, they continued. That is all based on the pattern of earthquakes activity that is occurring below the dome, said Scott. Experts believe there is an increased possibility of explosions from the lava dome, and the level of the current unrest continues to escalate. USGS, the University of Washington Pacific Northwest Seismograph Network in Seattle, said in a joint statement. In the event of an explosion, Scott said, the concern would be focused on the area within the crater and the flakes of the volcano. It's possible that a five-mile area, primarily north of the volcano, could receive flows of mud and rock debris. That portion of the mountain blew out during the 1980 eruption that left 57 people dead and devastating hundreds of square miles around the peak and spewing ash over much of the northwest. During the tiny earthquakes last week, UW Seismology Lab Coordinator Bill Steele said heavy autumn rains may have caused groundwater to percolate into the hot rock beneath and the surface of the crater, which could increase pressure. He said it would also raise the possibility of small steam explosions that could hurl rocks down the crater. And again, the reason this is interesting is because it hasn't been active since 86, then of course in 1980. It was a pretty good size explosion in 1986, not like the mega explosion in 1980, but this is building towards that, and they say it's a good chance something could escalate. But again, we don't know. We'll continue to watch that, but for our listeners in the Pacific Northwest, especially those in Oregon and Washington State, very serious issue. Hurricane season has some reconsidering living in Florida. The last hurricane to slam into Florida has some residents reconsidering whether or not they want to continue living in the state, according to a Local 6 News report. A Local 6 News exclusive survey found 31% of people asked said this year's storm season has caused them to think about leaving. However, 69% of those surveyed said no, that they have not thought about moving away from Florida. The storm sliced across the state Sunday in howling wind and rain, turning streets into rivers, peeling off roofs, and rocketing debris from earlier storms through the air. And there have now been at least 70 deaths in the states from Charlie and Francis, and billions of dollars in damage. Ivan, Charlie, Francis, and now this new storm. That's four storms in 2 months. We'll come back with John Buchanan and the latest Nazi revelations concerning our esteemed president and his crime family.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Has been used by the globalists to take over the United States, and they are setting up a Fourth Reich right here in America. Sounds amazing, but if you look at the evidence, any good investigator would tell you that there is no other conclusion. It is documented, and the mainstream media is complicit. The same people who funded Hitler are now involved running the same system here in America, and yes, even putting Hitler lovers in as governor of the fifth largest economy on the planet. New massive developments have come out in the London Guardian, thanks to, yes, John Buchanan's work. He told me about this 3 weeks ago, how this story was about to come out. And now it has, with exact detail as he said it would. And he's got even new revelations for us. But before we go to John Buchanan, investigative journalist, award-winning journalist, and incredible activist, helped bring down Nixon, we are going to spend a few minutes here telling you about my documentary films. My 11th film is now out, American Dictators. It's 90 minutes long, 1995, documenting the staged election of 2004, how Bush and Kerry are cousins, skull and bones. We go back to Bohemian Grove. We cover their policies, the police state, the latest 9/11 information. It is a great new video. It is American Dictators. My other films are all over 2 hours, like Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It's 2 hours, 44 minutes long. gets into who the neocons are, what the New World Order is, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, government-sponsored terror, a bunch of examples in historical reports that we didn't cover in other films, the thumb scanning, the biometrics, the implantable chips, all of it. It's a great film. It's $25.95, like my other 10 videos, $20 a piece if you order three or more of any of my original 10 films, whether it's 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, or Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, or the new film Matrix of Evil. Toll-free number to order. Operators are there to answer your questions or tell you about different discounts we're offering or to take your order. 1-888-253-3139. You're authorized to make copies of my videos, by the way. 1-888-253-3139. It has such a massive effect when you get my videos and put them on Access TV or make copies and give them to opinion makers in your area. I want to thank those that have done this, and I want to ask those that haven't to please get the films and do it. Or if you have the videos and you haven't made copies, to please take action and stop procrastinating. It's up to you, folks. The ball is in your court. Nothing happens if you don't take action. 1-888-253-3139. We also carry Eric Hufschmid's powerful video and DVD, 9/11 Painful Deceptions, and the book 9/11 Painful Questions, both of them, the new updated versions. We have those. We also have George Humphrey's new 9/11 film, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. It's $19.95, comes with a free 80-plus page color booklet, the 9/11 Great Illusion booklet. Get a second copy, $5 off, and you get two copies, and then you get three booklets. So for $34.95, two copies of the film and three color booklets. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping carts. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Also on PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day, you can watch all of my videos, George Humphrey's new video, Eric Hufschmid's video, Anthony J. Hilder's new video, 9/11, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, a new JFK video that we were authorized to post. Incredible job that this guy did. You need to go and sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We cannot offer this stuff free anymore because of bandwidth. I can't pay $5,000 bandwidth bills. So that's why a lot of the stuff's free, a lot of it isn't. You're helping subsidize so others who've never heard of this before can come to the sites and watch a lot of videos and clips for free. So support what we're doing, PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up today. All right, I want to thank him for holding. I want to thank listeners for being patient. Your calls are coming up as well. John Buchanan, quickly, in 60 seconds, tell us who you are, a little bit of your history, and then I want to toot your horn for you. Let me just toot the horn right now. I was in New York. I'd interviewed John before, was well aware of his work from a year ago, out of the oldest and most respected newspaper in the country, documenting the Bush-Nazi connections into the 1950s, taking those billions of dollars of Nazi funds into Argentina, into Midland, Texas. Folks, my grandfather worked in the oil business. He said all you would see were these rich Nazis in Midland, you know, hanging out. I've talked to other oil men, you know, the Nazis hanging out at the Bush house. This is stuff I knew as a kid, you know, being here in Texas, having family on both sides that were, you know, low-level in the oil business. It's a very small family, you know, small group of people. And so I already knew a lot of this. And then I knew about Tarpley's book from decades ago about the Bushes and the Nazis. I had mainstream news articles from 1942, 1941, 1943. Those are on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But this guy that we're talking to spent weeks in the National Archives just digging through giant rooms of documents. It's all there. And he found the documents expanding on all of this. And 3 weeks ago in New York, he told me in a hotel room interview we did that's in an upcoming film that'll be out in a few months called Martial Law, where we talk about the past of the plan to overthrow the U.S. with a Fourth Reich. Back during World War II, the Bushes wanted a Third Reich with their big banker controllers, and he laid out how he'd been with the Guardian, how he showed him the documents, how it was coming out very soon, and there's several books coming out that are based on the research of John Buchanan. And so John is a hero, but he's also more than a hero. He's an example of how motivated individuals can change history. And we're honored to have John Buchanan on with us, not just with the 13-page London Guardian article, biggest paper in Europe, but he has new developments that nobody else has. John, good to have you on with us.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's always a pleasure. To give you the update and the new stuff, since you have so well summarized my past in the last year, there have been some really incredible developments, especially in terms of timing. But after the Guardian reporter left the archives on August 10th, I found new documents that I had not seen before that and have been nobody's ever even hinted that they could find are documents that link them directly to IG Farben, the operators of the death camp at Auschwitz. And Polish Newsweek, as you know, the Polish edition of Newsweek had that story in early 2003. Michael Isakoff, the star reporter at Newsweek, who wrote about Monica Lewinsky's sperm-stained dress and thought that was newsworthy and that made him rich and famous and got him book deals, didn't have the guts to do the Bush Nazi story and confirmed to me on the record, which I reported in the New Hampshire Gazette, that Newsweek US had spiked the Bush Auschwitz story, slave labor at Auschwitz. As you also know from the papers I discovered last year, W. Averill Harriman, the big daddy partner that the gay Prescott Bush has starred in the Nazi business, was one of the original owners of Newsweek. So the media complicity and cover-up goes back 70 years. So now we know from new documents I have in my possession, which include, by the way, the date is what's significant. 1942, after the U.S. entered the war and after the Holocaust had begun, that they were doing business with Hitler and Auschwitz and IG Farben. Number two, Eva Schweitzer, the German journalist who has her book coming out in Germany October 6th, The USA and the Holocaust, called me late Friday afternoon from the National Archives, and she found even more explosive documents that she has in her possession today, that they were shareholders in IG Farben, stockholders in IG Farben, which made them shareholders in the death camp at Auschwitz, and that they moved Nazi assets that she had never discovered into Chile after the war.
Now, for those that just joined us, there's a detailed 13-page report in the London Guardian. Suit has been filed by slave laborers from Auschwitz against the Bush family themselves, and now we've learned that's why the Bushes blocked some different treaties on war crimes, because this will protect them. Now we know why they've got Arnold, who openly says he loves Hitler, why they're grooming him for the presidency in 08. When you start looking at the webs, you also have documented how back in the 30s, they had a plan to overthrow the U.S. and set up a Third Reich here. How that failed. Now they're trying it again, even with the same name, Reich Security or Land Security, down to the black uniforms and the watch list.
Correct. And there was another, I don't know if you heard this overnight or your staff saw it this morning, but I've been talking about this for a year, and the New York Times won't pay any attention to this little tidbit either. But you know very well who Reinhard Gehlen was, the Nazi general who was in fact the founder of the CIA. Well, after 50 years of denial, UPI reported that story over the weekend, and the American government has acknowledged documents found at the National Archives in another court case that Nazi general and war criminal Reinhard Gehlen was in fact the grandfather of the CIA and brought in Nazi war criminals and henchmen to form the CIA. And until 1956, he had a direct hand in the CIA, and he also helped smuggle Klaus Barbie and other Nazi war criminals.
Now, let me stop you. Let me stop you. I've got to stop right here. I want to go back over the whole history of this. I want to spend a lot of time on this, John. How long do you have with us?
I have it.
Your phone's cutting out. How long do you have with us?
As long as you need me.
Well, let's keep you for the full next hour, but I want to stop you right there. For those that, I'm going to talk about 9/11 now. For those that don't understand how Al-Qaeda works for the CIA, or how Saddam worked for the CIA, or how Noriega worked for the CIA, or how Fidel Castro worked for the CIA, or how Ho Chi Minh worked for the CIA, or how the CIA now admits they put Mao Zedong into power in 1950. This is now admitted on the History Channel. The globalists go out and create boogeymen, create war machines, create enemies. Then when they bring the country down, all of their double agents who were working for them, whether they're Al-Qaeda or the Ba'ath Party or Noriega's top men, they all then get brought back to the U.S. or settled in Switzerland or Spain or Argentina and are very well taken care of. They even fly back here and do seminars for their own client groups. So just like in the middle of the Afghan war, all these C-130s land in Kabul and fly out the Taliban Al-Qaeda cream, and special forces commanders watch this with their mouths hanging open, or they do capture them and they're ordered to release them. It's because they're CIA, folks. Just like the Nazis were brought here after World War II, well, they never really left. They were there to build up this boogeyman, to build up Germany, then bring Germany down from within and use Germany as a crisis creator to bring in the UN, the second wave of the failed League of Nations. So understand this. Our rocketry programs, our fighter programs, our CIA programs, our military programs, down to our schools, Department of Education. The Nazis were seen as the cutting edge of what the New World Order wanted. So after they brought them down, they brought them here to run everything. So it's the same story over and over and over again. Wall Street funds Hitler, creates it, then brings it down, but moves the same system over here. It's the same thing with Al-Qaeda. It's the same thing with everything. These guys are inside operators. Go ahead.
And Alex, we're in Scoop City today because that brings up something else I've got for you that it can be your exclusive, and you can have her on as early as tomorrow if you'd like because she goes directly to that point. You may have heard of her, but I wasn't familiar with her story until I talked to her last week, and I just gave her story to a major U.S. reporter who is in Texas as we speak. Her name is Indira Singh, and she worked for 10 years at J.P. Morgan Chase in New York City. Her job was to track insider trading and financial fraud on Wall Street as a senior level risk management consultant. She began working with a new software program called PTEC, capital P, small t, E-C-H. And I don't know if you've ever heard of PTEC or your listeners have, but here's what's interesting about the story.
Well, it's very similar to Promise.
Correct. It's very similar to Promise. Thank you. And PTEC not only it's a master builder software program that in turn builds other generation of so-called enterprise, meaning basically business or operational software. Well, the connection to 911 is that, number one, it's embedded in NORAD's command and control system, every military computer system in the U.S. government, every agency of the U.S. government, including the CIA, and guess what? This won't surprise your listeners. It's funded by Saudi Arabian funders of terrorists and Al-Qaeda, has direct connections to Osama bin Laden. When she brought that up, and the two co-founders of PTEC are on the FBI's terrorism watch list and were apprehended after 9-1-1. Guess what? PTEC is still in business in Quincy, Massachusetts. CBS News had that story and was going to report it on our buddy Dan Rather's evening news show a year after 9-1-1, September 11, 2002. And for national security reasons, the White House shut down the story. The headline of the story was PTEC software that ran NORAD and the CIA, funded by Arab funders of terrorists, and the CIA funded the attacks of 9-1-1.
Unbelievable.
And she's got the documents to prove it, and she fears for her life. She is one of the few private citizens put under Secret Service protection by Senator Charles Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, a year and a half ago. And after Grassley came to her aid and tried to open an investigation, the White House came down on him, and I've been trying to get his office to call me back for a week, and they're such cowards, Alex. case that even Senator Charles Grassley won't call back, won't stand up for the American people, won't come out with the truth. And the reason that I wanted to be on with you today and break this stuff is that you are much more of a patriot and you have much more of a vast audience than I do, and I respect that fact, and I know what you've done to get out big stories. And we need, the only way I can see, Alex, that we can do anything between now and the election is to bring the wrath of the American people down on the press and down on the Congress, because they have, to my mind, the Congress and the press are more guilty of treason than Bush, in that they're cowards and they're running from the truth.
Well, John Buchanan, we'll have a transcript created from this broadcast in the next few days. We'll get this audio posted, and then one of our great listeners will make a transcript. That way millions can read it immediately. But, John, when we come back from break, because I've gotten you to digress, but I want to go back through the Nazi background, Fritz Thiessen, who the Bushes are, who the Walkers are. I want to lead this up to the 50s, and then I want to bring it up to 2004, how they're recreating this, and these latest development suits filed by Auschwitz survivors against the Bushes for being shareholders in IG Farben, one of the most well-known death camps being Auschwitz. We'll be right back. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv. We're talking to John Buchanan.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, going back to John Buchanan, investigative journalist. John, we got about 4 minutes here in this little segment. Give us thumbnail the history, the Bushes, their patrons, what we know, and then these, and then we'll get into these new developments.
Okay, and as I made with you the first time that I was on with you, Alex, I want to make a very important point to start with, which is that when I found this stuff on the internet at TakeBackTheMedia.com last August, I didn't believe it. Even though I hate the Bush family and would do anything to get them out of power, I just couldn't get my mind around the fact that they were Nazis and funders of Hitler. So I went to the National Archives last September 17th, and when I got out of the taxi and walked into the National Archives, the thought crossed my mind that these documents just couldn't possibly be there. And being a reputable journalist, if they weren't there, I would have a moral obligation to report that and say these horrible rumors on the internet are not true. Within 1 8-hour workday, I had accumulated authenticated copies of over 300 pages of documents that confirmed everything that had been on the internet for decades, had been out for decades, and rumors in Europe and in obscure books, and then on the internet for at least 10 years. That in late 1942, as a direct result of an explosive story, July 30th, 1942, in the New York Herald Tribune, under the headline "Hitler's Angel Has 3 million in U.S. Bank."
By the way, there were several articles. Those 1942 articles, the actual scans of the mainstream newsprint stories on the websites.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. And so 3 weeks after, what's interesting about that story, when you consider that this has been covered up for 70 years, what's most interesting to me about that story is that it does not mention the Bushes, the Harrimans, and George Herbert Walker.
But there's another one that does.
Backing by prominent American politically connected families.
But there's another.
It turns out that's the Bushes, the Harrimans, and George Herbert Walker, this president's maternal great-grandfather. So within 3 weeks after that story comes out, the government comes down on him under the Trading with the Enemy Act. The first seizure was in late August of 1942, and that was a Hamburg American line which brought Nazi spies into the U.S. in the 1930s, offered $1,000 to U.S. citizens who would go to Germany and proselytize for Hitler, etc. A couple of weeks later, they seized two more, and then Union Banking Corporation, the famous one, was seized on October 20th, 1942, and then in November, Silesian American Corporation, which did business with Auschwitz and used slave labor from Auschwitz, which is the basis for the new law, the multi-billion-dollar lawsuit from the Auschwitz survivors in Europe, was seized. So those five seizures I had confirmation of. I got rained out the next 2 days. I was scheduled to be there and also to go to the Library of Congress, so I went home to Miami. And when I got home to Miami and went over everything, I just had a journalist's instinct, for lack of a better term, that in 1 8-hour day I couldn't have covered everything and I should go to the Library of Congress. And so I went back a couple of weeks later. And when I went back, I spent multiple days in the archives and Library of Congress, and that's when I found the documents nobody had ever seen and something that had never been reported by anybody or even in any book. And that was that after being warned over and over again, after being seized under the Trading with the Enemy Act to cease and desist in their Nazi dealings, incredibly, they kept doing it until 1951, and they didn't stop doing it until their Nazi patron, the German steel and coal baron Fritz Thyssen, died in Argentina. And after the war on his behalf and on behalf of other Nazis, they moved assets into Switzerland, Brazil, Chile, Argentina, and Panama, and I have those documents as well.
We got a break, and we also have mainstream news articles that do say the Bush names. Headline, Thyssen Bake Seized for Trading with the Enemy, and it's got Prescott Bush named. We'll be right back with the second hour. Hello.